The peak of the elk rut is now upon us, giving elk callers a lot of excitement. We're calling in some big bulls next on Western Life Radio. Choose your adventure. With 46 state parks and an impressive list of recreational opportunities.
Yes, bass fishing at Sand Hall State Park.
Visitors might have a hard time choosing what to do each weekend.
Woo! Windsurfing at Deer Creek State Park.
Choose your adventure. Explore Utah and create memories at Utah State Parks. For campground reservations, ideas for your next adventure, or to purchase an annual pass, stop by stateparks.utah.gov.
Hi, I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year. And while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Elk calling is hitting its peak in Utah's mountains. Big Al Morris with Fox Pro shares the news.
As the rut progresses, here we are into early September. It's really interesting because in August, only 1-2% of the cows will come in estrus. In the first week of September, there'll be another 8% come into estrus. From the 5th of September to the 15th of September, almost 50% of the cows will come in. And by the 20th, we've got 78-80% of the cows. From September 1st to September 20th, almost 80% of the cows will come into estrus in those three short weeks. And so that rut dynamically changes every week. The first week, it's subtle. The second week, the bugling will peak around the 11th, the 14th. You'll see a peak of bugling, and that's coming up this very next week. And then it'll tail off all through September, and then the first week of October, there'll be another peak bugling. That's when the cows are coming into their second estrus if they didn't get bred on the first go-around. And then if they're the equivalent of a spike, but they're a cow, they have their first estrus that first of October. So there's almost a second peak of bugling. It's not as big as the first peak, but it is a peak. And so you can take those dynamics. You can take basic cow calls and you can use that the whole time. Those elk grew up talking to mom. And that's what Al Morris, I've always said, if you can call any of the cows in, you're going to call the bulls in because they're going to follow the cows.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.